Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
How was everyone's weekend? Did you have a good week? I just need to say the book world was a little bit of a dumpster fire this week.
Oh my God.
It has been a dumpster fire for the past like 6 months, and it just keeps getting worse.
I mean, is the microwave and Gatorade, like, what's the deal with these people?
Yeah, it's like a volcano.
Like, do you think if we sacrifice some virgins?
Maybe.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm all for sacrifice.
It's bad. And it just keeps getting worse. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's been bad, but it just keeps getting worse.
Well, and some of this stuff is, like,
not new.
Well, some of the stuff, like, we sit here and we say, like, oh my God, the book talk conversation or the book conversations are all secular. We've already had this discussion. But, like, basically, the book world said, hold my beer. I'm going to supersize it. Yeah. Watch out. Yeah. Like, it's like professional wrestling met the book world. I mean,
it's a lot more like, it's not all fake and entertaining.
I kind of wish that we could go back to the time of duels.
Oh,
yeah. Or like I think there's a Mortal Kombat movie coming out, or maybe a Street Fighter movie. Like, wouldn't it be great? Like, one, two, three, look. Fight! Like, and people had to like fight it out, like physically duke it out.
Well, like, I'm not gonna make it fair.
I'd pay-per-view that shit. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'd watch it. I would not participate.
Right? Like, I'm gonna die.
Like, zombie apocalypse. I'm one of the first to go. So.
This week.
Oh, I am not even a contender. Like, I tell my family, just leave me. Like, I'm not going to survive a day. So, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2 is scheduled to release in 2025.
So, yeah, like, I think that, like, maybe that's what we need. Like, Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, I think now I'm looking at it. I do like the lead guy.
Stacey would not watch it. Oh, she wouldn't not watch it.
She wouldn't. Not, but would she admit that she watched it?
Right. I think we're all right there. So, there's just a lot going on. We've discussed it in our Discord. I'm not going to rehash any of it, really, so to speak. No. I don't think it really needs
more attention.
No.
Just know that it's happening.
Yeah, the one thing that I will say is conversations came up about being a true ally, and like, if you're to do, you have to be an ally to XYZ. All I'm gonna say is, even though I'm like old, I am always learning. So if I misstep, if something I do does not feel like allyship, please feel free to slide into my DMs and let me know. Because I'm always learning, I'm always trying to do better, and I'm always up for a good like conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can say to all of that. Like, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and I don't pretend to know everything.
Well, but everything's always evolving, too.
So I have to share a story with you guys. Because I think that our listeners will truly appreciate this. So yesterday, big exciting weekend plans in this household. We got new rear wheel tires. Mike will not let me go on any long trips until we got the tires replaced. So got those tires replaced. And he and I, just because we have the one car and it was only going to take like an hour, we decided to sit in the waiting room. We both have audiobooks. Mike's listening to Dungeon Crawler Carl, which is a indie turn trad pub that got picked up off Book Talk. He says it's hilarious. If you're a gamer, Dungeons and Dragons kind of fan, you will love this book and this audio. I actually sent it to Lindsay because I think it's one for her space sci-fi stuff. There's a cat in the book called Donut. She deems herself Princess Donut.
Oh.
Because she gets to level up and she's Princess Donut. Anyway, she's like, I'm one generation removed. Yeah, it's fantasy.
I'm just checking. I
The
just
cat
making
deems
sure.
itself one generation removed from a tiger, so you know, rar.
This is why fantasy isn't for everyone.
Right? So Mike's listening to Carl, and I was listening to Spark, which is the upcoming release from Lauren Rowe. And listening along, it is a slow burn,
Okay.
but the tension, the pining. There's lots of talk about her dildo named Bruce.
Well, that's a good one.
Right?
No.
Anyway, and all of a sudden we're
Sorry.
sitting there and I was listening plugged in to wired headphones. I had wired headphones on, guys. And I'm listening to my book and it pauses and it stops. And I'm like, did I run out of time on Book Funnel? Like, because sometimes I use sleep timer if I'm in the middle of something and like I know I might drift off, or so I sometimes will set the sleep timer so that I don't drift too far. And it stops. And then I hit play again and it stops again. And then I look up and I can see our car in the window at the tire service place and the lights are on. Which means my phone connected to the Bluetooth in the car. And we were
But
in
wait,
a.
there's more.
It was a very, 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 very spicy part
With
of
Bruce.
said of the book. Anyway, so as we're leaving, I did say to the guy, I'm like, yeah, sorry about the audiobook. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like,
It probably
okay.
happens all the time.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And we did get in the car and they had turned the radio off. So maybe when the noise started, they like turned it off. But I'm fairly certain that Mike Burr is ready. He's like, this is like the third time this has happened. You have to stop. And I'm like,
Hey, you came
What, stop listening?
prepared.
Right?
Like you had the
You were
wired
plugged
thing.
in too.
Yeah.
Like that's
Right.
the thing.
And also, my phone, I thought our Bluetooth worked that my that the last thing that connected to the car is what connected first. And I'm fairly certain that his book connected on the way to the tire shop, not mine. So the
But
car
that would
fucked up,
not have
not
been
me.
embarrassing.
Right?
My car, thankfully, like I have to plug in. Like my Bluetooth doesn't work right in my car. So if I'm not plugged in, nothing's playing.
No, like if Justin's driving my car and is driving down the street, it will connect to the
Yours?
street. Yeah, and I'm in my house.
Michael's, like if I get in the car, I have to make sure that everything, like I'm ready to pause. Because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
The
that's
kids have
bonkers.
learned, like, when we are in the car all together, they just need to, like, cover their ears sometimes.
So here's my little PSA for the week. If you're getting an oil change, a tire change, something where somebody else is going to be in your car, just turn your Bluetooth off. That's just my little PSA before you walk into the tire shop, into the oil change place. Just hit Bluetooth off on your phone. So said item does not connect, and your tire man doesn't hear people mutually masturbating. Anyway.
Know, he probably went home and was like, yeah, it was a really great day. Like, this lady's book
And there was Bruce.
And there was Bruce.
Anyway. So, but that is not our topic for tonight. We're not talking about audiobooks or Becky's inability for them not to connect to random things. Instead, our topic is second gen romances. That's when we get a romance story centered on the children of an original romance couple. Think legacy characters, but make it swoony. Sometimes these books come years later, and sometimes they arrive fast, like within 12 months of the original release. It's like checking in on a couple we already loved and falling for the whole new dynamic. Plus, there's additional layers of parental cameos, family expectations, and legacy and drama. So, we're going to talk about this because some of us feel pretty passionate about that. I will say, Lindsay, she wasn't able to be on this episode. She has family visiting. She has big thoughts on second gen. Basically, she
When
hates
doesn't
them and
Lindsay have
thinks
big
they're
thoughts?
stupid.
She doesn't like
Well,
him?
she does not.
I think she has been let down by the second gens that she has read, and so that is part of the problem.
The Kaylee Ryan baseball series has the only next gen series that I have ever heard say anything remotely positive about.
But the baseball was very correct too, right, so that helped. Yeah, I think the fact is Lindsay has gotten burned on second gens before, and so she has a tendency to not go back to things when she's been burned. Because once things are dead to Lindsay, they're dead to her.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like, she gave away books because she was so mad about a second gen.
Yeah. I don't think she's actually read a second gen since those ones either.
I don't think so. I don't know. She's pretty... So let's first talk about why are authors writing second gens? What do you
mean? Because I think when an author puts somebody in the book, like, you get a character and you get snippets of that character and you're like, I really like that character. I think I need more of them, right?
Right.
I mean,
gets a thumbs up.
That's what I think. Like,
I mean,
you know, like, you can't
Zoom
put a
thinks so too.
Right, call it. I mean, yeah, I don't know. If you give me a character, I'm probably going to want their book if you make them great enough.
The thing is like, I read, like, say, back years ago, the Jude Devereaux, or not, well, Jude Devereaux's done it, but in the historical romances, it kind of worked, right? Because we weren't in contemporary present day. So, like, you would get the parents' book, and then you would see the original first couple in some of the siblings' books, and then... Oh, look, we're in a new generation now, right? Like, the younger generation, the new babies and stuff have kind of aged up, and now we're getting their books. And usually it would be, again, because releasing romance books were different in the 90s and early 2000s than it is right now. You know, it took 10 years to get through the siblings. So by the time we were hitting the kids' books, like, you were like, oh, okay. It's been 10 years. I'm ready for them to age up. In contemporary, it's kind of jarring at times, especially, at least for me it is, especially if the book just came out like 6 months ago, and now I'm supposed to believe that, like, this is a full grown ass person that was existing in the epilogue.
This is where my argument comes in. It is the soap opera effect, because in a soap opera, you are watching, and one day a child will be a baby in diapers, and then the next day they're like 22 years old. And
now,
like,
I think they do make them 10. I think there's a couple.
It is a little, I'm just saying, but, like, more often than not, one day it is a kid, like, barely double digits. And then all of a sudden they're like a teenager or in their 20s, but nothing else changes. The parents are still the same age, doing the same thing. Like, sometimes the siblings don't age along with them. Like, you can have a full family and, like, there's an age gap between siblings, but then all of a sudden they're like the same age. That's why the, like, time jump in second gen and, like, the technology, like, doesn't, like, add up. It doesn't bug me because I love a soap opera. So it's like, when all of a sudden that kid is like 20 and, like, going to college, and, like, everybody else around them is still, like, in the same place they were, like, the day before.
So for you, it's the soap opera aging. You just, because you're a fan of that.
Well, because, like, I was so used to watching that. So, like, it's almost natural that it happens in my romance books.
I don't care. Like, I don't put that much thought into it. Like, cool. I love that. Like, great. I like this author. I like this world. I like the small town. I like whatever about it. And I'm like, awesome. We get more characters. And then I get to see their hot dad be a dad. Like, I don't, I don't know.
So
Jenny's like, are there?
Well, Jenny is very analytical, and time matters to Jenny.
Yes.
So I'm curious, because we have all listened. I mean, most of us have listened to the banana pants rant of you and Lindsay, which is technically a second gen book.
Yes. It is a second gen book.
So, but from the parents' book and Knitting in the City series to this book, it was about 8 years.
We were just over 10. So, but like at the end of the series is when they were pregnant with the two people that get together in Banana Pants.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, it was closer to 8.
So, did you have any issues with them aging? Because really think about it, technology isn't that desperately different from 8 years ago.
No.
Right. And it's Penny Reed, and she is very analytical. So she did make like some technology advances that we don't have now. Like, because he's kind of undercover doing like private eye type work. So he has some technology. I don't know. Maybe we do have it, but I, as a civilian, am not aware of
I'm not
it.
aware of it. So Jen Ellen says she leans more like Jenny. The time jump can bug her and often keep from reading a second Jen series. I will say, now, outside of that Kaylee Ryan baseball series, outside of that, because I loved that series, and Mom and Dad are book one, and the little girl that's 5 in book one is a grown ass adult in book two. That series didn't bug me.
But why did that series not bug you, but other ones
So I
do?
went looking today, and to be honest, there's hardly any mentions of technology other than her aged laptop,
I can
which,
see that.
like the way it's written, it easily could have been like an end of the 90s, early 2000 era. Like there's nothing in it that gives it cultural timing right now. And they talk about her cell phone, but they don't talk about like getting on an app or scrolling a certain social media app or styling. It is simply about her aged laptop. That's the only tech mention.
So I think about so my oldest is 18 and your kids are in their 20s, right?
Right.
They've really never experienced the world without iPhone. Like
Right.
their whole life is iPhone. And so texting has been like for them, it's not a jump. And even probably for people in their 20s, texting isn't like they can't remember when they didn't text. Like I do because I'm
Because
old
we had to
and
pay for our texts when they first came
right.
out,
Like
like
you would have
every
to like
text.
you know what I mean? So
And you had to keep pushing that 3 to get the right nut letter.
right. And so like technology, I get like the whole app thing and everything. But like even in like I think about Mafia. So I think about like Cora Riley, right? She has a second gen book. And so her first gen series, they text back and forth, but that's really, like I said, the only technology that's mentioned. And so that to me, I can get past that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, tech's pretty basic, right? Because
Right.
even with the older cell phones, the ones of 2003, 2004, there was texting capabilities on those phone. It just was expensive, or you had to have the data plan or whatnot.
And you had to have like 5 minutes to send like three
Yeah,
words.
because you had to know
And there was the
T9.
Kicks. Weren't the Kicks real big in like?
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
yeah.
Like with the spin.
I had
I
one
mean,
that
I
would.
love a good beeper reference in a romance because I will giggle so hard. Like, especially sometimes. Okay, so that's something else that's kind of interesting that I've seen in a couple second gens. They'll age the book, like the parent couple, so that the current couple is contemporary, but they'll say stuff like, oh, we used to have beepers in high school or something. And it was kind of like, but there was no beeper mentioned in your book. Like you had phones and apps and stuff. Like you can't go back and fix that now. So sit down.
So Jen Ellen just said she had her first cell phone in 1994,
Yeah.
and you could text. So that's 31 years. So that's like a big, and I mean, I, Jen Ellen, like I know cell phone. Like I was still in high school at that time, but I know that they were there.
Yeah, my brother had a bag phone in like
My sister
89.
had the bag. That was her first one.
Yeah.
But you couldn't take it out of the car. It had to stay in the car.
Oh, like it was
Is it plugged
like
into the cigarette lighter?
right. Yeah.
Which they don't have those in cars anymore either. But it's like you could, it wasn't like portable. Like it was portable, but it wasn't portable at the same
Yeah.
time.
No, I think that so, I mean, you do have to kind of suspend belief, suspend time.
Well, for me, the technology isn't the biggest part of the time. It's the parents. I need the parents to have gotten older. Like, your dad can't still be a professional hockey player when he is 63. Like, that's.
Well, that's the thing. If they don't age the parents right in the book, then it bugs me. But like, that's like why I'm saying like soap opera effect in this sense of like the time is changing. But like, typically in the second gen parents books, like the parents are like starting to retire and the kids are taking over the businesses and things like that. So that's why like I like the second gen, like the time jumps don't usually bother me because the author more often than not correctly ages the parents
Yeah.
along with
I
them.
will say I recently read Kate Meador's Sweet Thing, which is a second gen from her Chicago Rebels series.
It's very good. Everybody should read it.
Everybody should read. It's very good. I know. Leah's tired of hearing me talk about it.
No, it's so good
But
though.
it's interesting that you say that because in her parents' book, which her dad is still playing hockey in this book, and he is 43. And they talk because his brother is having his first professional year. But they talk about, see, they met when the dad was a rookie for Chicago Rebels, and he was only 21 or 22. And they were an accidental oops pregnancy for the brother. So, and you know, he's young going in to
Yeah,
the
so like the oopsie baby is in his rookie season.
Well, and then that would check out. And the other thing I like that authors do is when they correctly age the parents, but then the parents are still like in love with each other and like the dad can't keep his hands off the mom.
Yeah,
Because I
this book is
think
like that.
people assume when people get older, like my age, like my son thinks it's disgusting when my husband like grabs my butt or whatever, but that's like real, right? Like
Right.
that's normal. So
I
like I
mean,
like when
well,
authors have that.
I'm sorry. I am a 48, almost 49-year-old woman. There are not children interrupting us anymore. Like, we have more free time alone. Do you know what I mean? Like, kids are like the biggest interrupters of life in general,
In everything.
in everything.
Yeah.
And Jen Ellen is right. She did start that series in the 2000s. If you haven't read it, you should read Sweet Thing by Kate Meador. I really enjoyed it.
Read the originals too, because they're really good as
Okay,
well.
so that's something too. How do you feel about just jumping into a second gen? Do you feel like it's easy to do? Do you find it more difficult to do? I will say, Sue brings up Kat Mazira's series because she has a second gen, and I find her second gen hard to jump into. And I did jump into her second gen. I hadn't read her first gen, and I jumped into her second gen. And it was overwhelming because her series are long and big. And to be honest, I don't know that like Sawyer Bennett could do a second gen because
There's a lot of characters.
there's so many characters, and like the current Pittsburgh series is like 16, 17 books long. Like, there's
I think
so
it
many
depends
people.
because like Aurora Rose Reynolds, her and Till series, her second gen, that one's long, but first gen it's only four books. And like I know people that have jumped into that second gen without any issue. But like the books themselves really revolve around the siblings and the kids, and like the parents are there and involved, but they're not at the same time. So I think it really kind of depends on how crowded the pages become and like the way the author has created the world.
Yeah, I would agree. It depends on how involved the parents are and how much their story plays into the next story. Like Melanie Moreland did it with her Vested Interest series. She has the ABC Corps. And those are tight-knit families, but
Of
she
like
only picked,
70 people.
yeah, like there's tons of people, but she only picked certain kids to do. And then like you get a quick overview of
But
like,
they'll have like family get-togethers where like they talk about like all of the people, but like they're all like they're often working, so it's like not every single person is on the page when they do stuff like that, and it's not necessarily like she doesn't name every single person either, which is
right.
something.
And she does have a family tree. Like, I'm all for a family tree.
So this is gonna shock literally none of you. I don't care. I will just jump in wherever.
Same.
I actually will jump in middle of a series. If I don't think I like tropes in book one and two, I'm not gonna read it. I'll just jump into three because it's friends to lovers. I don't like, don't care.
And that's why I love you.
Carrie Ann Ryan writes like big, huge, messy families, and you sort of probably should read it in order,
You
but
don't
I
have to read
know.
hers in order, though.
I
This
have a
is
great job,
I
Ed.
like I personally like to read in order, but I have read her out of order and it was fine.
I actually think Carrie Ann, as far as like generations and family goes,
She
I
does a
think
really good
she's
job.
should be the expectation because you can pick up a first gen book and it reads just fine. And then you pick up a third gen and you're like, hey, I know these people. Like, I'm good to go. Like, and I think you can skip around and jump around. Like, I remember reading like the first book and the second gen and
I
thinking,
just
ooh,
realized
I
what
want these
time it
parents. I want the parent story. And I went back and I read the parent
is.
story. And it was.
Well, and I think a big part of that is Carrie Ann's
Well,
index card system. Like
yes.
she's very organized, and that's the thing. Like, but you
Do
also
you
like
not
with
know about
Carrie.
Carrie Ann's index card system, Heather?
Oh,
I got
that's.
none of it.
Oh, she's
How
talked
did I
about it.
get
It's how
jealous?
she like she her like all of her characters are
Have an
like
index
color
card.
coded index cards. Like all their information is like
Like
in a
everything.
In a
like
Rolodex?
she
Actually,
probably
she
essentially
tell me
has a
where she
character
lives because I'm gonna
Rolodex.
be like
Well, I think they're like alphabetized and everything. Like
they
she
are.
has it very organized. But
Except
then
I will say recently she's been working jumping between multiple series with new
oh,
families.
she's probably a hot
And
mess
the
right
other
now.
day she messaged me and she's like, did I kill these parents in this book? And I'm like, whoa. Whoa. And
There's
she
a
just
trauma
meant was like,
response.
I was like, it was just like, were the did I mention any parents in this prequel? And I was like, no, you mentioned his parents, but not hers. And she's like, okay, I can decide what to do with them. I'm like, Carrie Ann, we can't just go killing people.
But I will say with Carrie Ann series, like when there's big family events with these really close-knit families, everybody shows up. Unlike other authors that we have read who talk about how close the families are, and the sister doesn't show up to the wedding.
Leah has petty pants on, and actually, so
But
this
it's a
is
big
something.
thing. Like if you talk about how close these families are and how much they do everything together, and then you get married and your sister does not show up, like that is a
I'm going to
problem.
talk about this, and I'm going to name the names because Leah is being very polite and not.
Oh, I was
So
going to name names.
this
I
is
just haven't got there
something
yet.
that I think is the difference between Carrie Ann Ryan and some things that we see, because actually, I recently had this happen with a Jay Salmon book, but she's referring to Natasha Madison. And actually, there was a discussion a while ago in Natasha's reader group where a reader asked a question about, like, hey, what about these characters? Are we ever going to see anything about them? They're not listed in the family tree. And Natasha, who is incredibly sarcastic, and she knows that she's incredibly sarcastic, she did respond. She's like, oh, I forgot I made them pregnant or they had that baby. And now she's writing like second gen and third gen. And it's like, that's just Natasha. You're going to go in knowing that sister just. But I do have to agree with Leah a little bit, especially if it's a beloved character, a beloved family, and you've built this family to be this really over the top,
Well, you go
nosy
on giant
involved.
family vacations like every
Right.
year,
Like
but then like when
122
one of them
people.
gets married, not all of them show up.
Sure.
Like it make sense.
I didn't even notice, and I have literally read every single Natasha
I
Madison.
have bitched about this book multiple times. I don't know how you haven't noticed
I don't
yet.
know. Like her one that just came out, or it came out what, Tuesday, Thursday? I don't know. The main character, Caleb, the mailman character, his parents had a book in this love series, and it was, I read it, and I loved the series, like this little three book series. It was really great. I
I
don't
wondered where he came from.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. The mom, his mom was married, but her husband was married to someone else. And so it was like,
Oh, the secret family one. Okay, I know
It was
which one you're talking
interesting. The
about.
secret family one. Yeah, it was good.
Because he died and she found out that he was married
Yep.
and had a whole other family. Yeah, I remember
Yep.
that one.
That's a problem.
It is.
Karen, what book do you want to know the title of? The one with the sister that didn't show up to the wedding is in the Southern Wedding series. It's like book two.
It's a I think Avery is the heroine. It's the secret baby one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the secret baby one in the
Because they have
wedding
a one night
books.
stand and he
Yeah.
shows up at the cousin's at a he shows up at a wedding.
Right. But his sister never shows up.
Drives me insane.
So Jay Sommen is writing, it's a spin-off series from three series. So it's a her current series that she's writing in is from the Edge series, her Edge series. Also her Boston Doctor Billionaire series, and that last series that was the boy band that aren't boy bands anymore series. And
Oh yeah.
yeah, and
Gotcha.
it's the Irresistibly series, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's confusing and it's messy. I actually ended up going into my Kindle app on my phone, screenshotting the family tree, but the family tree is incomplete because she doesn't want to give away future books.
Which is fine.
Except you don't know who belongs to who, and they're mentioned in this book.
Oh.
So it was,
Confusing.
it feels a little confusing. And to be honest, I know that we kind of get it a little bit with Melissa Foster, and Melissa Foster is one that I grump about quite often, that her pages are so crowded.
They're very crowded.
I'm kind of grateful she doesn't write second gen, that she just makes the families bigger and bigger and it's cousins.
God, could you imagine if she did a second gen? Because those people
I would not be
percreate like
able
crazy for one thing. And it's like they're already big series. And then like all of the children.
Yeah. So what do we think is the biggest challenge authors face when writing second gen? And I think we kind of just talked about it. Remembering who's who got pregnant, how many siblings and babies people have. Like, keep track of the swimmers, guys.
Well, it's hard. I'm sure it's hard to keep track of everyone, right? So, like, I think having a giant family tree
Oh,
might
but
help. Yes. And
there are
certain authors
tools
approach it
for
different
that.
ways. Some authors approach it different ways. You have an author like Carrie Ann Ryan, who absolutely is overly organized, type A, like, but she also comes from an academic background as a research
Makes sense.
scientist. So her notations, her annotating makes sense for her versus, I'm a wild creative. Like, I can keep a list, but likely I'm going to lose the list in a pile of something and it will never exist anymore.
It'll be in the pile of lists.
Right. There is tools and marketing things that authors can do, but it's also a matter of time and expense. And did you refer to it? Because I can tell you, I make a to-do list every Monday morning.
Those are getting done.
I looked at my to-do list today from last Monday.
She may have lost it by
I
like
don't know that I
2 p.m.
did half of it.
It's
I just found it after I wrote it on
found
Monday. You're right.
it now. See, that's the thing. She makes the list, but where does the list end up?
Oh, and then some authors are outing themselves in our YouTube comments saying, or they start the list and then they don't keep it up.
Yes, we know Bonnie. We know
I can
Bonnie.
see that.
Think it depends on the type of reader you are. If you are a reader that can suspend reality and maybe kind of just, read because you want to and like get out of our stupid reality, then you probably none of the stuff will bug you, right?
That's true.
Like,
Well,
I'll be honest, very little bugs me. You guys know that. I'm like a pretty meh,
yeah, see, and I'm the like complete opposite. Like, suddenly the dude has a shirt on and he didn't like
Okay.
two sentences ago. Like,
That would bug me. That if I
okay.
caught that would
I
annoy
mean,
the
there
crap
was
out
a
of me. If I
book I
caught
read where
that,
she
I love
wore
that.
her dress in the shower. And another book where he took his belt off twice.
Or if somebody's allergic to peanuts and then eats peanut butter when she's pregnant.
Didn't you know pregnancy is magical?
I mean, sure.
Your allergy doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, most people I know get allergies while they're pregnant, not lose them. But.
I mean, I don't know. Okay, so let's go to some book recs because, you know, my petty pants are going to get a little tight over here if I keep them on much longer. And Leah didn't just wear her petty pants. She put her petty shirt on with a petty jacket. She did her petty hair.
Pettiness is my favorite.
Oh, we know. So what are some of our favorite second gen series? There are tons of them out there. And I do feel like this is a newer trend, right, guys? Like
new-ish, yeah.
2020, we did not see it a lot. But then all of a sudden, 22.
There was like the rare outlier of second gen that you could get. But it definitely is more like more now.
Okay, Heather, give us a second gen series you think is worth picking up and let us know if it is good, as good as the original series, or better.
So I will say Helena Hunting's The Lies, Hearts, and Truths.
Why do you steal all my stuff?
I'm sorry.
Makes you feel better, I didn't have that on my list.
That's my top one.
I've never read it, though.
The only one, but I actually
that's
think
better?
That it's better. Because I think her writing probably matured.
100% better.
I love my characters that I adore, like watching them be parents and adults and navigate that world. So I personally really like enjoying that series. And it's more like emotional too.
Very much. Yes. And I think she does really good at balancing like the parent versus the main character, because like you can see both sides. Like,
yeah.
Because you still love the parents, right? And you want them to be right. But you're like, oh, I'm living in this world right now. And like, maybe you're not so right. And
well, I also wonder if, I mean, Helena is like my age, right? She's like our contemporary. And her daughter is getting older. And I think as you parent old like teenagers and stuff, there's a balance where you can't control them and you sort of have to let them make their own decisions, even though you don't want to, you know?
No, for sure. I think one of the best things in that book is Randy and Lily being parent in that series. Randy and Lily being parents, because they were so horny and off the hook in their books. They were so ridiculous. But they're the most, like, calm, gentle parenting. Like, someone took a class.
Right? Like, I was like, oh, I wish I could do that to my kids. Like, my patience is not that long.
Like, it was almost like they saw what their parents did. And they're like, everything our parents do, we're not doing that.
Right.
Like,
and they came from really crappy parents, too. Yeah. So that.
Which I 100%, like, that is my parenting style.
What, better than your parents or chaotic?
A little bit of both.
Okay, so we all three had that one. Leo, why don't you give us one?
So I have the Adair Legacy series by K.L. Dawn. It's a little bananas. You don't see a lot. You see the parents, but you don't see a lot of the parents. But the guys especially are very much the same breed as their dads, very obsessive, very intense. I wouldn't say that it's better than the original. It's like neck and neck, depending on the book. Like,
so
the
as
original
good.
Series. Yeah. Like, I'd say it's as good. Like, the original series, I think, was three or four books. And then like this new second gen is going to be a lot more because multiple kids, but I really enjoy that one.
Okay. Jenny, do you have another book that's not Helena?
I mentioned Melanie Moreland and her, because it was originally BAM, which was three characters, and then it became the Vested Interest series, which is like seven, maybe.
Yeah,
but the ABC Corp, like, she took kids from different couples, and they are not like in the same location as their parents, not all of them. So I thought it was really well done in that they were individuals, but they still had connections to their parent.
Okay. I have to talk about this series because, well, it's me and I have to. So I only read one book in the off-campus Briar U series by L. Kennedy. And this is when I think an author is actually writing a series, not because the stories are inspired, but because she doesn't want to lose the readership, the cash cow, the cash grab. Mm-hmm. I think that this new series, this Campus Diary series that L. Kennedy is writing, is just that. Like, these stories are just not as thought out as the two that I had read. They're not as, the characters aren't as developed. I think the original is hard to beat, especially when you have a series that's that iconic.
Yeah.
That everybody has at least read one book in that series. You know, it's fairly iconic, and you're trying to capture that magic again.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
And I just don't think that she has done it well in this series. So, okay, what do you got, Heather?
I actually have Eden Finley. She doesn't have necessarily like a next gen series, but she does write next gen. So like my favorite book of hers is Blindsided. And then Talon and, oh my God, I just blanked. Anyway, I will come up with this name. They have sons, and she's written and standalones for each of the boys. One was a standalone, and then one was like written in the FU series, and it's really good. And then some of the CU hockey series that Eden Finley and Saxon James have written, they have like next gen books, and they don't feel like next gen. Like, they're really good.
Okay, what do you got, Leah?
The Masters and Mercenaries Reloaded series by Lexi Blake. This is the second gen of like her original characters. I actually really like these. I think these are better than the first gen, but I think part of that is the fact that we get the first gen as parents and the chaos that they bring. Like, their characters are still very much the same as they were from like their go around, but seeing them like in a parental aspect and like the ridiculous things, like the one book, I think it's Liam's, it's a novella in the 1001 Dark Nights, but Liam's daughter's Daisy. And like, he like pretends that she is this perfect little like angel who does nothing wrong, and she is like hell on wheels. And he's like, but Daisy would never do that. And it's just like, the hilarity that Lexi Blake like gives these characters, like, it just, it works so well.
Do you think some of that though too is Masters and Mercenary was one of her first series she ever released?
Yeah, but I reread like a couple of the older books probably last year sometime, and her writing style like itself like hasn't really changed. Like, she's grown a little bit, but like for some reason those Masters and Mercenaries books, because she's even like writing second gen and like the Bliss Worlds and things like that now too, but there's just something about this world that she has like, she just like flourishes in it.
Yeah. What about you, Jenny? What's another second gen that you love?
I'm looking forward to Kelly Fox is releasing her second gen of The Guardians. So I like binge read The Guardians a couple weeks ago, and these characters are like mercenaries, but they're under the radar, like not quite doing legal things. They call it like clearing the board.
It is coming out. Okay, first of all, she is the cutest. Okay. She like went on live and was like, so I like have a book coming out. I haven't even at all talked about it. Jenny and I are like, we know, we're like waiting.
Yes. Cause it's Omar and Anders' child. And yeah, Anders is like, he has a twin who's the complete opposite, but he's like completely unhinged. So it'll be interesting to see him as a parent.
Yeah.
I love that sometimes, though, when you get like those characters who you're like, I don't know what they're going to be like as parents, then we see them and they're like
Right,
way
because
different than you like pictured in your head.
well, and that's real life, right? Like you see people get pregnant, you're like, oh, that's gonna be
Right, and then they end up being like exceptional parents with like really great kids. So,
Yeah, and then you're like, huh.
okay. I haven't read it yet. It is on my TBR. I have book one on my Kindle, and that is Kaylee Ryan's Nashville Rampage series. So this is her football series, but she is bringing in children from other series into this one. So in this one, the tattoo parlor series that she had, that she released last year, the hero in book one is there.
No,
No.
it's the unexpected reality. He's the baby from book one.
Okay, unexpected reality. He is the baby from book
But
one.
I think because like the tattoo one, I don't think she has anything with that yet because she hasn't finished that one yet. She still
Okay.
has one more book.
Unexpected reality book one is the offspring from book one in that series over to the Nashville Rampage. So I'm excited for that. I like Kaylee Ryan's books. Okay, Heather, what do you got?
Well, I'm gonna be 100, like, you guys know how chaotic I am as a reader, like, right? I don't know. Ava Winters, like, I love Ava Winters. She writes Mafia and she has a second gen, and I went and looked, and then I don't even know which her second gen is, so I'm really sorry. But they're all great. It
Well,
doesn't
she has her King like Heathen series that's come, the Legacy of Heathens that's coming out right now, that's second gen, but like
know how yet.
her world is like so crazy and chaotic anyway. So it's like, and there's age gaps between a lot of like the couples of the original series, so it's hard to tell when the second gen actually started.
Well,
And
and
yeah. Like, I just read them.
I feel that way about Kylie Kent's books.
Well, because she's on the third gen
Because
now.
everybody's a generation, everybody's connected to somebody. I have read these books completely out of order. I did not
True.
start in the beginning with the first generation. I
Oh, I
started in
didn't
the
either.
middle of the second gen with,
The Sons.
the sons of the Valentinos, and then I went over to like the hockey series and the whiskey
Which is
series,
third gen.
which is third gen, and people are killing each other and having babies. I don't know. Guys playing hockey, getting blown up. There's a lot going on, but I love those books. Like the hockey is not correct hockey. So if you are going into Kylie Kent looking for like
You're not reading Kylie Kent for the hockey.
no, you're reading Kylie Kent because it is chaotic, smutty goodness with real honest connections. Like even Jenny, who likes doesn't love instant connection, she found a kinship to Kylie Kent's
I did. I
guys
did.
because they're
Well, I just
chaotic.
downloaded a book and then I see that Shane East narrates it and immediately bought the book.
I would buy the
But
book too for that. But like she has the Australian one, and that family has now has kids that are in, like,
Yeah, the pig farmer, he
also,
likes
if
to
you,
feed people to his pigs. He has children,
yes,
but they're a little bit psycho as well.
if you ever have the opportunity to meet her or to buy her signed books, 10 out of
Just do
10
it.
recommend. Her
Yeah, she
special
gets us every
editions
time. Oh my
are
God, every freaking
gorgeous,
time.
and her swag. You
Like,
did you order from Columbus and then she had to mail us the boxes because she couldn't? She's from Australia, so she
Yeah, we
didn't
got
come to the
like
Columbus
a
signing.
flask this year.
A
Oh,
flask
'cause she had
whiskey
the like
stones.
whiskey stones
Whiskey
last
Stones was
year.
last
No, I
year,
got
but
whiskey
yeah.
stones again this year
Was there
and a
Whiskey Stones?
flask.
Honestly, I took my books
Oh.
out, but I left all the
Yeah,
swag in the
Heather's
box.
like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Hold on. When the signing comes, like, remind me and I'm gonna have stuff sent to
Well,
you.
she's not on the list for this
Right. Well,
year.
because she's not traveling
Oh.
to the US under the current administration. But like she had a signet ring. It's costume jewelry, but
But it's so fun.
it's the mafia signet ring for the Valentino family. I'm like, how cool of swag is that, right?
She
That
has good
is fun.
swag, yeah.
She
She
does.
does.
Honestly?
And her special editions
Yeah,
They're so pretty.
Jeremy was like, why do you have a hockey stick up
Here,
there?
let me roll and then I'll bring one
It's
over
for
soon.
bring one
I
over.
actually just, I, we, so last weekend at the adult book fair, there's a traveling book, like whatever,
So
and they're like, this
she's
is
been
the best we got
doing
for you.
like Mother's Day edition. So this is the Mother's Day edition, and it's so like how pretty that is. It's foiled.
But it came in a box. Is that the one that came in the case too? There was one
No, that's this year's. Hold on, I'll roll again.
that came. You guys, I'm not kidding. Like Kylie Kent special editions. Like we even
Yeah,
got
this one
Jenny
came
in
in
it.
like
Look
a
at this one.
flowered box.
It's
But
they're so
it has the
pretty.
sprayed edges too.
Yeah.
Oh,
Anyway.
like, did you know the pages were purple
I
or
did.
pink?
Or pink. Yeah, they're
Because I
pink.
haven't opened it. Because it's just so pretty.
She has a sale going on right now.
But a lot of stuff is sold out because I went
How
and
about
I was
you send
gonna.
me that link? That'd be
Well,
great.
no, she's like sold out of like everything because she said she's redoing some stuff. And so
Which
there,
means,
she
hey, guess
basically
what,
was
guys?
getting
We're
rid of
buying more
everything.
books.
Yeah, I was like, yes, the book that I wanted was sold out, so I couldn't buy it.
It's really sad. Anyway. Okay, Heather, what's another second gen? This will be our last one.
I don't really, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a time. Like, I
Okay.
don't even know if I'm reading second. You guys, I told
God
you, you're
love
in
you.
class.
Okay, Leah, do you have another second gen that people should read?
I mean, I have a bunch, but
Pick one.
the Linear Tactical Oak Creek series by Janie Crouch. It's three books so far. Book four, he is extremely neurospicy, and so I am really excited for his book. But I think she's doing second gen really well because like the all of the like first gen, most of them have retired, but they're still like very much involved in their kids' lives. And yeah, I think she I wouldn't say it would surpass because I loved the first gen. But second gen is,
Pretty good.
it's really
I
good,
forgot
yeah.
about that series. That's a great
It's
series.
such a good series. It's small town suspense. She writes a dynamic book.
What about you, Jenny? Do you have a
I
another
was
one?
gonna mention Krista Sandor's The Sebastian Guarantee is the first one with the like hot dog.
Yeah,
Who's the
it's
hot dog
the
princess?
second gen from
Phoebe,
the Nanny
yes. Phoebe
Love
Gates.
Match.
Yeah. Like I just enjoyed it because she really kept like the personality
Yeah,
of
yeah.
the
The Love
characters.
Match Legacy books. And actually, it starts with a Christmas novella that is the siblings,
The twins.
the two
Okay.
sets of twins, is
It's
the
all the
first book.
twins.
Oh, they're kidding.
Because there's
Gotcha.
twin girls on the one and then
Yeah.
twin boys. Yeah.
Yeah, they all get together.
It's the mistletoe something, I think.
I was actually just talking to her the other day, and I'm trying to convince her to write a second gen of Not Your Average Vixen
Oh my
because
God.
they like go back up to
they go
Yes,
back to the
please.
mountain because
I will be
those
messaging
two.
her, been like, hey, so I hear you might write this. Where is it?
Well, she hasn't committed to it
She will commit now.
because I'm like, I think they need to revisit the Santas and the chaos of the mountain. And you know that Scooter is gonna be.
He's gonna be such a good girl dad.
Yeah.
He'd be a great girl dad.
He would.
Yeah,
Okay.
Krista, listen to us. Do it. She
I
does.
love that book. You don't understand. Like, I'll be somewhere and I'll be like, be the vixen.
No,
Just
like
like
no joke, that is
randomly.
one of the first books I recommend to anybody, like
Yeah.
who is looking for like a rom-com. I'm like, it might not be Christmas, but you need to read this book. And
So
everybody that
that's
has
fair.
like everybody reads it and loves it.
And also, even if you're not like a book person, you should 1000% just follow Krista Sandor because she's a freaking riot.
Get her
Her
newsletter.
newsletters, they're
Oh,
delightful. Seriously.
did anybody see the new paperbacks for the birthday card boyfriend,
I thought I
baseball
did.
card boyfriend series, the card boyfriend series? Did we see these new paperbacks that she's got coming?
Oh,
Yes.
no.
Yes, we did. We saw
Yeah.
them a while ago.
Well, I saw them a while ago, but I was reminded of them today when I was looking for the Legacy Love Match
Yeah.
books.
They're very nice.
Yeah, I think that she has a storefront for paperbacks on her website. So, because I'm going to need those three.
They're
Okay.
not on her website yet.
They're not up there yet.
She might not have them in hand. I don't think she, unless she has inventory, she hasn't put stuff up there. And she's
Jenny,
had quite a busy
right,
few
kid graduated
months.
high school. He skydived out of a plane for his 18th birthday.
You know, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, having an 18-year-old boy is not for the
For the
faint
faint.
of heart.
Seriously, I've lived through it. I know. I'm there. Jenny, do you have another next gen?
That was my last one. Sorry.
So Erin Nicholas, she's done her Sapphire Falls Next Generation. It's happening right now. It's small town. It now follows the kids. Of course, there's Carrie Elks and the Heartbreak Brothers is next
I
gen.
was waiting for that one. Yeah, me too.
And she has a new book coming out at the end of next week in this series, book three. And then she's going to take a break from Heartbreak Brothers and just focus on the Fitzgeralds, which, if you read the Salinger Brothers, you're going to love this next book in the Fitzgeralds. And then let's see here, who else to have? Kristen Proby actually has two. She's bringing some of her Seattle people over into the wilds of Montana. And then
Oh,
in her Seattle series, Singles in Seattle, I think is second gen. And then
I
Kelly
thought
Elliott.
isn't Singles in Seattle's the first gen
That might be the
series?
first gen. And then there's like the Meet
Yeah.
Me in Seattle series is the second gen.
Or
No.
maybe it is Meet Me, then
I think
Singles. I don't know. It's so confusing. There's a lot of
With Me in
series there.
Seattle is With Me in Seattle is the first gen. Single in Seattle is the second gen.
Okay.
Kelly Elliott, if you love cowboys, if you love Montana, Love in Montana by Kelly Elliott, that is the next generation from her Meet Me in Montana series. And I think that's also a really well done. And then Mary Carr, she has her Wild Irish series, and the next gen is the Wilder Irish series. And Mary Carr likes to throw in a couple thruples,
She
and
has a little mix of everything.
she does a little bit of everything. Any others you want to quickly shout out? Just titles and authors.
Yeah, so I haven't read it, but I love the first gen. Max Munro started second gen of her Tapping the Billionaire series with the Dickerson University. The first book is Georgia.
Oh, that's learning
And
curve, right?
yeah.
Learning curve.
I can't think of his name. But it's their like their series. So we get more like we get Thatch and like that whole group is like with grown ass children. Lonnie Lynn Vale, she has a bunch of second gen series. I love her books, so I talk about them all the time. Carla Sorensen, she has her Wolves next gen series, and the Ward sisters are technically next gen, but kind of not at the same time, which blends into the Wilder series. I didn't love the Wolves next gen, but I like the Wards and I like the Wilders. And then Riley Edwards' Triple Canopy series is one of my favorite next gens.
Okay.
Side note on the Meet Me in Montana, Kelly Elliott. For those of you that are audiobook listeners, it's read, listen.
Oh, nice.
In Kindle
Excellent.
Unlimited.
Okay, so guess what, guys?
It's that time
It's that time.
for book
Book
of
of the
the
week. Just so we
book
all
of the
know,
week.
jazz hands are very important and they're missed when we don't do them.
Oh, really? Why are you?
Yes, we were at Silent Book Club a couple weeks ago, and it was brought up that one, they like it when Lindsay's unhinged. The more unhinged Lindsay is, the
Yes,
happier
we were
everybody
told to
likes
let
it.
her. You did tell me that we need to just let her
And people
go.
would be sad if we ever stopped doing Book of the Week call ourselves, and at Mike actually got us an echo. And they're sad when we don't do jazz hands because they're at home watching along doing jazz hands. So.
Well, next week when I'm not on, you must do jazz
We will
hands
do
then.
jazz hands. Okay, Jenny, what's your book of the week?
I am reading Love is a War Song by Danica Nava. This is her second book. Becky and I did a quick shot of her first book, which
No,
it
we
was
did
a
a sip and discuss.
did me?
Yeah, it was a full sip and discuss.
Oh, okay, yes. Because I had
I
some
think
problems with
Amanda
the
did it
like
with us, or it might have just been you and
yeah.
me.
I think
Maybe.
Amanda did it too. I don't
Anyway.
know.
I had some issues with the like resolution of the third act breakup. But I'm finding this one a little stronger
Okay.
and
Oh, Amanda says it wasn't her.
I think it was just Jenny and I, but it was a sip and
Yeah.
discuss. Yeah.
This one,
Are you liking this one so far?
So far, but I am like 56%, and there has not been like a kiss. That's,
she likes a slower burn. She does. Yeah. I think the last book was what, 89% or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right, because there was the cat and she was like allergic to the cat.
Yeah, it was a lot drawn out. Leah, what's your book of the week?
So my reading week has not been stellar, but I am currently reading book 3 in the New York City Mafia series by Lane Hart. Now, there is an overarching storyline in this series, and so it's made me a little bit grumpy. And I didn't love book 1. I enjoyed book 2. And so far, I'm really liking book 3. She is the ADA, and he has been stalking her for a couple weeks. And he's going to blackmail her, but I don't know how or why yet.
Okay.
But ooh.
So question, is it as unhinged as the first series?
No, it is not as unhinged as the first series. Okay. Like, yeah, like book 1, I was like, he's not very alpha really at all. He was more like a golden retriever in a way, but it was still well written.
I mean, so mafia can have a goodest boy, I guess.
He was the goodest boy once he got his head out of his ass. But yeah, I am really enjoying this one so far. I think this one's going to be a little bit more unhinged because he likes control and she's an ADA and wants people to tie her up, but like has not had people do that yet because she's picking squares and she needs not a square.
I mean, everybody who wants to be tied up should get to be tied up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Heather, what's your book of the week? And does it involve anybody being tied up?
Not yet. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Time will tell.
So I'm reading Pocked Up. It is book 2 in a series. I didn't realize actually that it was book 2. It is by E.M. Lindsay. And so it is a sled hockey book. And so there's really amazing disability rep. There's blind players. He has a disability that requires him to use like a wheelchair or other mobility devices. It's MM, and he's a player. It's a player and a coach. And like it popped at 10%.
Oh, geez. Like, oh.
It was really, so I'm actually only 4 chapters in, and it's really good.
Spicy.
So, but really, and E.M. Lindsay puts it out, I'm just probably gonna read it. I don't know how I missed book 1 of this series.
Okay. So as I was doing research for Next Gen, I came across Victoria Denault has written a second gen from 2 of her hockey series. So this book is Connor by Victoria Denault. It is the first book in her hockey royalty series, and it's next gen from her San Francisco series and her hometown players series. The setup on this book is really interesting. So in her foreword, she very clearly says, listen, I'm a Canadian, I'm a hockey fan, but I had to change some rules. I had to fix some things so it worked with my timeline in my book. So like the draft stuff, some contractual stuff, like she's very clear that like she knows it's wrong, but in order to write the story that she wanted to write, she kind of had to do that. So this Connor is the captain of his hockey team. I think she took some liberties from the guy from the Bruins that got traded to Florida in the middle of the season for no reason.
Yeah.
Brad Marchand. It's not that guy. It's Brad Marchand.
Okay. Sorry. That guy. So I think she took some of that. Basically, this guy is the captain of his team in New York. It's his dad's legacy team. His dad's retired from that team. But 3 days before, 2 days before the Christmas break, the coach and the GM, who do not like him, have told him that they are going to waive him as soon as the Christmas break is over. And he flips out because he's supposed to play a game the next night. Instead, he gets in his car and drives to Maine, where the whole family is. And of course, he decides to stay in his cousin's apartment above their garage, but doesn't realize that the cousins
have houses are right there.
Yeah, rented out, and she is a doctor, and she's older. Older by Ooh, 6 or 8 nice. Years. And she's been kind of, they grew up together, family friends. She was like, he was the oldest of his kind of group of cousins. And when Chief was adopted into the family that they were friends with, that she was kind of like the older cool kid. So she's 6 years older than he is. Such great banter. I love Victoria Denault books. I love them. And it's kind of like a Kate Meader. I think because they're wide and not KU, people don't pick them up, but yeah. They should be in your libraries. If they're not in your libraries, I'm telling you, it's worth the $4.99 to pick this book up.
Also, I just looked. They're in Kobo Plus. So
oh, they're in Kobo Plus. Kobo,
they're in yeah. Kobo.
So
she writes a really strong story.
Yeah, she's a Canadian author, and I believe she's living abroad. And
yeah, she was on House Hunters International.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. So, but I absolutely love it, and I've really enjoyed it. So, Connor by Victoria Denault. Okay, is there any books we want to fight this week? Anybody fighting a book?
I mean,
oh, Heather hasn't been here for no. If you want to fight a book. Heather, if there's a book that really pissed you off or something within a book but that really pissed you off, you can fight it.
If you fight a book, you can't have a book of the week.
That's right. You have to have one or the other, but we can't fight a book this week. Okay. Patreon update. Make sure if you haven't logged into your Patreon and checked it out in recent weeks, please do so. We made some updates and some changes. We retired the swag pack tier. And changed some things. We made some announcements. So make sure you go over and check out your Patreon. I just really quick want to shout out to our amazing community. Thank you so much for keeping this podcast running, letting us bring you all of these great episodes every week. Thank you for being a part of our Discord. Like, I'm just so grateful for this community, and we plan to continue to build the community. I just needed to take some things off my plate, and the swag pack was the thing. And we're hoping now that life will have finally settled down for most of us, and we can get back to doing quick shots and dropping them over in Patreon for you guys. So thank you everyone for hanging out and reading and talking about Next Gen books. For a list of books that we talked about in this episode, check out our On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Tag us when you read your next second gen romance. We want to know what's on your shelf. If you love this episode, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your book besties. Again, so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you, Jenny, Leah, and Heather. I appreciate you all. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.